Ryan calls President-elect Trump's vows to reopen steel mills and coal mines unrealistic, but he says focusing on issues like alternative energy has more job growth potential, and he's working on legislation to increase the use of natural gas.
If you look at what's happening in Lordstown with the natural gas power plants, where, you know, there are hundreds and hundreds of building and construction trade workers that are going to work to build these natural gas power plants. They're good for the environment. It's great transition fuel into a more renewable-based economy, energy economy.
Ryan says creating jobs with an overall infrastructure renewal program, which both Trump and Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned on, is an important measure as well. And he believes Democrats need to consider the growing role millennials are playing in the workplace and how to accommodate their mobile lifestyles.
Which means portable health care that they can take with them to all these different jobs. They're saying their average millennial is going to have like 40 or 50 different jobs in their lifetime, which really sounds exhausting to me. But that's the kind of world they're going to live in. So portable health care, portable pensions, so they can take their pension with them to all these different jobs that they get without getting penalized at all. Portable workforce benefits, workforce development benefits that they can take, you know, even outside of state lines at some point, but outside of regions.
Ryan lost his challenge to Pelosi 134-63, but he says that's still somewhat of a victory because Democrats are now considering adjustments to the message that didn't resonate during the presidential race. He says he probably made some enemies in his party, but that's what happens when you challenge the status quo. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.